Listen to your preferred news feeds with Odiogo.com.
For rejection of plaint under Code of Civil Procedure, only plaint averments have to be taken into consideration. Hafiz Indoors vs. Asif Indoors, Karnataka High Court order on April 22, 2010 reported 2010-5, KARLJ 60 Honorable Justice, Arvind Kumar, J. This is a defendant's revision petition questioning the correctness of the lower court order where under interlocutory application filed by the revision petitioner's defendants under Order 7, Rule 11D, of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908 came to be dismissed. Facts of case, plaintiff sought for an order of perpetual injunction against the defendants, their men, agents, representatives, henchmen. The said suit was contested by the defendants. During the pendency of the suit and application under Order 7, Rule 11D, read with Section 151 of the Civil Procedure Code, 1908 came to be filed by the defendants with a prayer to reject the plaint as same is barred by law. The said application was supported by an affidavit of fourth defendant. It was contended in the said affidavit that in respect of suit schedule property the defendant's father had taken 15 guntas of agricultural land on tenancy basis from Khalid Mudmahasim Stanum during 1965 and during his lifetime he was cultivating the land by giving half share to the Mutt. It was also contended that father of the plaintiff's late G. Khalil had filed an application for registration of occupancy rights before land tribunal and the tribunal by order dated April 19, 1989 had ordered late G. Khalil to be registered as occupant of the schedule property. The said order came to be set aside by this court in W.P. Number 25423 of 1993 by order dated September 19, 2001 and same came to be set aside at the instance of the Mutt and was remitted back to the Land Tribunal. The matter is being adjudicated by the Special Deputy Commissioner for Abolition of Inams as the land was a devadaya land and during pendency of adjudication before tribunal. Above said G. Khalil expired on July 17, 2004 and his legal heirs were prosecuting the proceedings before the Special Deputy Commissioner. It was contended by the defendants that when the matter was pending before the tribunal, the plaintiffs have filed the present suit to deprive the rights of the defendants. It was also contended that suit schedule property was in joint possession of both plaintiffs and the defendants have already got impleaded themselves before the tribunal and as such the plea regarding joint tenancy has to be referred to the Land Tribunal under Section 133 of the Karnataka Land Reforms Act, 1961. Hence it was contended that the suit was not maintainable and barred by law. Court observations and cited citations though several judgments are cited at the bar the same having been perused by this court, following judgments would throw light on the questions formulated herein above which requires to be determined in the instant case and as such the following decisions are extracted. Kamala and others, V.K.T. Ashwarappa and others, AIR 2008 South Carolina, 3174. Case, paras 15 and 1615. Order 7, Rule 11D, of the Code has limited application. It must be shown that the suit is barred under any law. Such a conclusion must be drawn from the averments made in the plaint. Different clauses in Order 7, Rule 11, in our opinion, should not be mixed up. Whereas in a given case, an application for rejection of the plaint may be filed on more than one ground specified in various sub-clauses thereof, a clear finding to that effect must be arrived at. What would be relevant for invoking Clause D, of Rule 11 of Order 7 of the Code is the averments made in the plaint. For that purpose, there cannot be any addition or subtraction. Absence of jurisdiction on the part of a court can be invoked at different stages and under different provisions of the Code. Order 7, Rule 11 of the Code is one, Order 14, Rule 2 is another. 16. For the purpose of invoking Order 7, Rule 11D, of the Code, no amount of evidence can be looked into. The issues on merit of the matter which may arise between the parties would not be within the realm of the court at that stage. All issues shall not be the subject matter of an order under the said provision. The principles of res judicata, when attracted, would bar another suit in view of Section 12 of the Code. The question involving a mixed question of law and fact which may require not only examination of the plaint but also other evidence and the order passed in the earlier suit may be taken up